Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome everyone to another episode of Minnesota Homebrew from the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. I'm your host Carl Enbehaun, and it's Thanksgiving, and we're playing songs about thankfulness on tonight's episode of MHB. That first song was by Amy and Adams, and it was titled I Think It's Beautiful. Nice tune. Hippity-hoppity kind of tune, yeah. Amy got her musical start in her hometown of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, and Mark is a native of Marshalltown, Iowa, although life and music took him to Oregon, Colorado, California, and Wisconsin before joining Amy in Minnesota. For nearly two decades, they've entertained and touched folks in Minnesota, the Midwest, and beyond at restaurants, coffee shops, wine bars, wineries, schools, churches, libraries, city concert series, art fairs, weddings, elder care facilities, as well as live on radio and television. Well, up next, he grew up in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and is a member of the Minnesota Country Music and the Traditional Country Music Association. He's been a songwriter, musician, and country singer for over 50 years, following a number of tragic deaths of Nashville country music stars such as Patsy Cline, Johnny Horton, and Cowboy Copas. Red Johnson, teamed up with Brad Augie, wrote There's a Grand Old Opry Show Playing Somewhere, which caught the attention of Capitol Records, who included it on their double album of the year in 1964 as one of the best 24 country music songs of the year in 1964. This propelled Johnson to national attention, and he went on tour appearing all over the U.S. and Canada. Red continues to perform from northern Minnesota to southern Texas. Here's Red Johnson with Thank You, Dear.
When it's time to give thanks, where would I start? Every blessing I have is a part of your heart. There's so much with no end, my lover, my friend. So I'm telling you now, the only way I know how. Thank you, thank you, dear, for making my life one I just adore. Thank you, dear, for all of these things I am so thankful for. Times were counted one by one, a book would be filled with nice things you've done. My eyes search with love till you're back in their view. As my cup runneth over, it all comes from you. Thank you, thank you. One I just adore. Thank you, dear, for all of these things I'm so thankful for. Thank you, dear, for all of these things I'm so thankful for.
Thank you, Red Johnson, for that fine tune. Yeah, Red is quite a writer. He winters down in Texas, so I've never met the gentleman, but I know I appreciate the fact that he has 50 years in the business, because yours truly does as well, but haven't gained the fame that Red has. Not only are we playing songs about thankfulness this evening, but we're playing the Songwriter Challenge songs, which also are of the same theme. And we'll have those toward the end of this episode. But right now, Mark Grimm sent in a little ditty for us. Some songs old, some songs new, some songs country, some songs blue, is how singer-guitarist Mark Grimm describes what he sings. With a voice that brings to mind Gordon Lightfoot, he artfully picks and strums on his 12-6 string guitar through songs ranging from the Beatles' Blackbird to Warren Zevon's Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. His own songs, I Still Can't See, Me and My Tattoo, and Easy Money, will give you cause to reflect as well as laugh at the real-life characters that are portrayed. Here's a thoughtful message by Mark Grimm, titled, Wish You Were Here. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
It's springtime out in my backyard. Here comes another year. With flowers from the big box store, my green thumb has appeared. Two old tomcats follow me or wander far and near. I'm proud to be this happy. Wish you were here. My little girl has grown up, and she's got my mother's smile. Good looks skipped a generation and missed me by a mile. She's bright and she's attractive and wise beyond her years. She still calls me Papa. Wish you were here. Friends came by the other night, to share their homemade wine. I don't know what they called it, but I couldn't finish mine. Smoke rose from the fire bowl, and we laughed into our beers, and poured the wine into the fire. Wished you were here. There's no need for me to travel beyond my own backyard. I'm always in good company and don't have to work too hard. I'll raise a glass and offer thanks while counting down the years to long ago and from now on. I wish you were here. And I'll raise another glass to all that I hold dear and those who can't be with us. I wish you were here.
Modern Thanksgiving was first officially called for in all states in 1863 by a presidential proclamation of Abraham Lincoln. Did you know that? And our Canadian friends to the north celebrate Thanksgiving on the second Monday of October. Of course, in the United States, the fourth Thursday of November. Well, what do we have next? A tune called Bountiful. This is by Kathy English. She's a folk singer-songwriter that dwells in central Minnesota where the winters are long, writing beautifully crafted songs, and they really are, accompanied with her distinctive American fingerstyle technique. Woven through her music is a reverence for nature and the honest storytelling emblematic of the folk genre. Here's Kathy English with her thankful song, this titled Bountiful. You're listening to MHB.
You don't just say grace before you dig in. You stand and dance and sway around the kitchen and feast your eyes astounded by what you Bountiful.
What are you thankful for? I'm thankful for my general good health. Wish my back were better, but that's life, I guess. I'm thankful for my wife of 40 years, Jane. I'm thankful for my three successful and kind-hearted children, Brian, Jana, and Roy, and my three wonderful grandchildren, Olivia, Odin, and Oswin. And I'm thankful for this next artist, Daryl Kirsting from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. He sent in a couple songs tonight. One he wrote a while back, so we're going to do that one now. It's called Thanksgiving Song. You're listening to Homebrew. It's Thanksgiving Show.
Thanksgiving's very special, it's the best time of the year. The table's full of food, and all our family's here. A day for eating turkey, and drinking wine and beer. Spending time with relatives who come from far and near. It's time for giving thanks, for all we're thankful for. The food and drinks are just a start. There's so much more. We're thankful for the elder ones that opened up the door. We're thankful for the little ones crawling on the floor. We can't forget the teachers and all the work they do. They educate our children and keep them safe at school. A shout out to the workers that keep us safe and warm. We're thankful for the food and milk that we get from the farm. We thank our living soldiers and the ones that had to die. When we count all our blessings, the total's pretty high. Thanksgiving should be every day and run the whole year long. Be thankful for good fortune and change what we did wrong. Thanksgiving is a happy time, but sometimes I feel sad. It hasn't been that long ago I lost my mom and dad. We laugh, we cry, we wonder why our time has gone so fast. We talk about our friends and when we've seen them last. We need to get together more, I only wish we could. We wonder what the future brings, the past has been real good. It seems like we just got here, but now it's time to go. We hope to see you all next year, till then we'll miss you so.
Up next on our Thanksgiving show, The Star Folk was Brian Tye's chance to develop material with his wife and collaborator Allison LeBon and to work again with fellow Hang-Ups co-founder Stephen Itner. I had a new batch of songs, and when Stephen agreed to sit in on drums, my inspiration really ignited, says Tye. He adds, when Stephen liked one of my songs, I knew I had something. Rounding out the group is Jacqueline Oltan. Their music can best be described as acoustic, psychedelic, chamber pop. And I like this song really, really, really a lot. Here's Starfolk with The Kindness of Strangers.
It's only now that I see you're gone. And when you wake up in another land, you rely on the kindness of strangers like me. I'm only one. There's a hundred more, and everyone has something new for you to And if she likes, she can turn the tide. She could steal the forces of the moon. She relies on
song has lots of very interesting things going on in it. The Starfolk with The Kindness of Strangers. Well, up next, like yours truly, David Stoddard is a cheesehead born in Green Bay, where I lived in 1980. Never ran into him. Now he's down around Fergus Falls, and he plays mostly listening. I mean, strictly listening venues. No pubs, no sports bars. Nothing like that. Listening rooms, house concerts, places where people come for one reason, to listen to good music. And this gentleman definitely plays good music. Here's his song titled The First Thanksgiving.
Well, I'd heard the stories since when I was a lad. I'd never seen one, but I'd heard that they were mad, the way they come across the ocean carrying everything they had. Now where are all these people coming from? I'm as generous as the next guy, but their welcomes become worn. They're pathetic and they're helpless as the day that they were born. I mean, they're agrarian and you're telling me that they couldn't understand corn. So where are all these people coming from? Where are all these people coming from? Where are all these people coming from? All these people coming here, see there's more people every year. Where are all these people coming from? All they do is starve and shiver, and so we told them to scat. The message being you've reached the limits of your habitat. And then we kicked their butts at Jamestown, and then we thought that was that. Now where are all these people coming from? Then they all invited us to come and have some food. To illustrate the depth of their undying gratitude, we thought, great, a goodbye party, maybe they'll be gone for good. Now where are all these people coming from? Where are all these people coming from? Where are all these people coming from? All these people come here, see there's more people every year. Where are all these people coming from? After we brought all the food, then we'd sit and rest a spell. I mean, we supplied the meat and fruit and seafood on the shell. But ever since that dinner, I have not been feeling well. Say, where are all these people coming from? Say, where are all these people coming from? Where are all these people coming from? All these people coming here, and there's more people every year. Where all these people coming from?
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Historians say that due to the unsafe drinking water, passengers on the Mayflower drank beer as a main hydration source. Each person was rationed 1 gallon per day. and they started to run out as the ship approached Plymouth Rock, so there probably was not any beer at the first Thanksgiving. Pilgrims drank most likely fermented apple juice or what we call hard cider, and that's because they were used to drinking that beverage back in England. So there wasn't any beer at the first Thanksgiving, but I hope you can enjoy a good beer at this one. Yes, it's time for the songwriting submissions for our monthly contest. And the theme this month, of course, Thanksgiving or thankfulness or thanks or anything like that. And we're going to kick it off this evening with Bruce Caswell. Now, a little bit about Bruce. He was born in Duluth, spent his teen years playing in garage bands. During his college days in Northfield, he performed Saturday evening gigs with duos or trios. Since then, he's hunkered down in Wayzata, Minnesota, focusing on family and career. Now retired, he's found pure enjoyment in songwriting and performing. His Dead and Gone CD is chock full of interesting songs, some with some very, very interesting titles. Here's Bruce Caswell with his contribution to this evening's show. This one's titled, What I'm Thankful For.
My stock and bond portfolio, time and mine in Borneo, and my original Van Gogh, that's what I'm thankful for. My V8 Roadster Cadillac with a rumble seat and a luggage rack is faster than a sneak attack, and it's what I'm thankful for. Strange when one's so upper class, it's hard to be amused. And because I never had hard times, I never sing the blues. A silver spoon that keeps me fed, the softness of my feather bed, and better times that lie ahead, that's what I'm thankful for. My lawyer works around the clock to fix my indiscretions. My priest, it takes an hour at least to hear all my confessions. A new girl every Friday night, dresses sheer and clinging tight. We always stay out past midnight, that's what I'm thankful for. Yeah, my lawyer works around the clock to fix my indiscretions. My priest, it takes an hour at least to hear all my confessions. A new girl every Friday night, dresses sheer and clinging tight. We always stay out past midnight, that's what I'm thankful for. We always stay out past midnight, that's what I'm thankful for.
He's from Savage, Minnesota. His name is Greg Connor. He's a songwriting machine. He writes music in the folk, Americana, country, and blues genres. Greg likes to challenge other songwriters to compose using a specific word, theme, style, phrase, etc. And he loves to co-write and jam with other musicians. These days, Greg says that he does more recording in his basement than playing out. And we're grateful for that. And Greg hasn't let us down during our songwriting challenges. And here he is again with a tune titled Thankful.
Well, I live a life of ecstasy. A sun comes up and it shines on me. and nothing seems to slow me down, and I can't fail when you're around. And you might say that I'm the lucky one, I'm always happy and having fun. And one thing that occurs to me, and you and I were meant to be. And I'm thankful for the sun and sky, and your smile and your shining eyes. And I'm thankful for the moon and stars, and knowing that you're never far away. You'd look twice, and I have to say that it's pretty nice. And you're the one that I've waited for, and I've never felt this way before. And I'm thankful for the sun and sky, and your smile and your shining eyes. And I'm thankful for the moon and stars, and knowing that you're never far away. And knowing that you're never far away.
I was at Hugo's supermarket the other day here in Thief River Falls and ran into Kelsey Jensen, the mother of those very talented Jensen sisters, Kendra and Kansas, whose Gypsy Outlaw radio show follows Minnesota Homebrew here on KSRQ. And I want to thank Kelsey for listening. She says every 6 o'clock she turns our radio on and listens first to Homebrew and then to her daughter's show. So just very, very grateful for Kelsey and all you listeners out there in radio land, I guess. Up next, a man who's no stranger to Minnesota Homebrew. We've played his two wonderful CDs, Big Bang Baby Boom and The Blues Is Personal, on Minnesota Homebrew throughout the years. And he has sent in a song for our songwriting challenge titled Glad, So Glad. His name is Nigel Egg. Nigel's from Ramsgate, England, and I just finished the 8-volume Robin Hood series by Angus Donald, and in the last or the second to the last book, they mention Ramsgate back in the year 1116. Unbelievable. Here's Nigel Egg with Glad, So Glad. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew's Thanksgiving Show.
I know I can't have everything, where would I put it? Some things get left out. I mostly get to choose what to keep, what to lose. There's very little to complain about. I wish I had more empathy, I would enjoy real wealth. I don't have immortality, but I do have decent health. I'm glad, so glad for everything I have, right this moment, here and now. I paddle my own canoe, what I don't have I can't lose. I'm glad for what I have. Then again, I'm only human, can never be satisfied, can't help but have regrets. 100 things I don't have, or
everyone I do, things I did have that I don't have yet. I killed several brain cells, I really miss my hair. But when I count my blessings, I just forget to care. I'm glad, so glad for everything I have, right this moment, here and now. I paddle my own canoe, what I don't have I can't lose. I'm glad for what I have. I'm not Norwegian, I don't have to be sad. Why would I grumble and bitch when I can just be glad? I'm glad, so glad for everything I have, right this moment, here and now. I paddle my own canoe, what I don't have I can't lose. I'm glad for what I have. I'm glad for what I have.
One could toss around a lot of adjectives, but a clever. Clever is the word I always use for Nigel Egg's music. Thanks, Nigel. This next gentleman's been writing songs for over 40 years and says that he's hopelessly addicted. In 1979, he was the original founder and president of the Minnesota Songwriters Association, and in 1990, was co-founder of the Minnesota Association of Christian Songwriters. He's performed in numerous concerts as a solo artist and with various bands, and has produced and professionally recorded several albums, including the one we play on Homebrew, titled Folk Hero. Here's singer-songwriter John Bennett with his contribution to this evening's Thankful Show, appropriately titled I'm Thankful. You're listening to Homebrew.
I'm thankful for all the blessings I can count. I'm just so thankful that it wants to make me shout. Abundantly plentiful, your gifts from above. Lord, I'm thankful for your love. I'm thankful for all your loving kindness. I'm just so thankful that my words just can't express. Indescribable.
So many things.
Well, at the top of the hour, we mentioned that we were going to play two songs by Darrell Kerstling, one that he wrote a while back called The Thanksgiving Song, and we did that. And up next, one written especially for this show, here's Darrell Kerstling with Redneck Thanksgiving. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Rednecks Thanksgiving, they are the best. They're much more fun than all of the rest. Thanksgiving's like none you've ever seen. We eat hot dogs and drink Jim Beam. We're happy and thankful for everything. The music, the drinks, and people that sing. We're thankful for weekends when we get some rest. We're thankful for parties, they're always the best. A shout out for those that work at the jail, and for our parents who put up our bail. Thanks for the sun when it shines all day. The moon at night helps us find our way. Can't forget the drive-through, it wouldn't be right. Where we get some food on our way home at night. We're thankful for liquor stores and all that they do. We wouldn't have much fun if it weren't for you. The dancers at the club where we hang out, our bar friends, our family, there is no doubt. Thanks for the breweries that keep us in beer. We're so very thankful that we can live here. We're even thankful for Thanksgiving Day. We get some time off so we can play. We don't have much money, but we sure have fun. We raise a little hell before each day is done. Happy Thanksgiving, I hope you party down. Take care of yourself, we'll see you around.
Well, we're sure having fun here on our Thanksgiving show, playing the submissions for our Songwriters Challenge. We'd like to announce that on our December 20th show, that's Thursday, December 20th, 6 to 7 p.m. on RadioNorthland.org, or if you're local, 90.1 FM on your dial. On Thursday, December 20th, we'll be playing Songwriter Challenge for December. Yes, and let's make them songs about Christmas. Very fitting. They can be funny songs about Santa, or they can be pensive songs about how the holiday touches your heart. So start writing. Submit them to minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com, and we will faithfully play them. And that's Thursday, December 20th, as we get ready for the holidays. Hey, what's up next here? Let's look at our list here. We got it. It's right here. And yes, yours truly. Yes, here's a song that I just finished a couple days ago. And it's titled, I Give Thanks. And I especially give thanks to all of you who listen, all of you who contribute. Keep those songs coming, because if you send it, we'll play it here on Minnesota Homebrew. So I hope you enjoy my contribution to the show. It wouldn't be fitting for me to have a songwriting challenge without contributing myself. Again, here's I Give Thanks.
Yes, I know we went our separate ways many years ago. ago. Still I've thought of you throughout the days and wanted you to know that I don't think ill of you for what you had to do. Sure, I wish I could rewind the past and bring you back to me, just to have you next to me at last for eternity. It's important that you know I'd never let you go. I give thanks for the joy you've given me. I give thanks for every memory. And when I lay my head on that pillow at night, I give thanks. I give thanks. We know life is full of twists and turns and doesn't go as planned, but we take whatever it returns and grab what love we can. It's a cruel and crazy game, but no one is to blame. I give thanks for the joy you've given me. I give thanks for every memory. When I lay my head on that pillow at night, I give thanks. I give thanks. And should life bring us back together, will we see that things go well? Or will we run into bad weather? I guess only time will tell. I give thanks for the joy you've given me. I give thanks for every memory. When I lay my head on that pillow at night, I give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks.
Well, that's it for our songwriting submissions for November. We're going to slip in a song here by Bob Muscovitz, titled Blessed by a Rose, truly a song about Thanksgiving.
When I woke up this morning, you were sleeping next to me. Like an angel to my heart, something touched me tenderly. You turned to me and smiled, nearly took my breath away. Deep within there was a voice, from my heart I had to say. Have I told you lately how much I love you? You're beautiful, always to me. How much I noticed the things that you do, though you may think I don't see. Have I told you lately how much I need you? Your love holds the key to my heart. So much this yearning, love is so real. How I miss you when apart. Hand in hand, walk with me. How I love you so. Share this life, let's always be together so everyone knows I have been blessed by a rose. Have I told you lately how much that I care for all of the things that you give? How I must thank you for all that you share. You give me reason to live. Hand in hand, walk with me. How I love you so. Share this life, let's always be together, so everyone knows I have been blessed by your rose. Your love means everything to me. I feel it as it grows. Within my heart I know and see that I am the one that you chose, and I have been blessed by your rose. Have I told you lately my feelings inside, how much that I think about you? Your beautiful body and us side by side, sharing this love that is true. Hand in hand, walk with me. How I love you so. Share this life, let's always be together, so everyone knows I have been blessed by your rose.
Got time for one more song. We're going to rock out to Shane Martin. He's a new country sensation from Albertville, Minnesota. He performs solo and with the Shane Martin Band. He's recorded four CDs now. And he was a top five finalist in the 2012 Texaco Country Showdown, where he competed for the best new act in country music at Nashville's legendary Ryman Auditorium, hosted by Leanne Rimes. He performs about 175 live shows a year, and he shared the stage with such luminaries as Ronnie Dunn, Joe Nickell, Blackhawk, and Josh Thompson. And if we look at his schedule for this weekend after Thanksgiving, we see that he's playing Friday, that's tomorrow night, November 23rd, at the Lookout Bar in Maple Grove, Minnesota, 9 to 1. Pretty standard hours. I know those hours very well from my past. And Saturday, November 24th, 9 to 1, at the Friendly Buffalo in Big Lake. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. We'll see you again next week on Minnesota Homebrew, and stay tuned for the Gypsy Outlaw Radio Show featuring the Jensen Sisters. See you next week. Here's Shane Martin with Only You Know How.
Turn my So crank me up and